Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Philippa.
And I'm Katie.
We are thrilled today because we are talking, it's a very special episode, we are talking to the wonderful Sunny Ormond, who plays Lillian Bellamy. Sunny, welcome to All About the Archers.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me.
We are very excited to talk to you. I mean, Lillian, she's had so many different things to contend with, but even recently, the renaming of the ball, the Horse Spa International Outdoor Arena. Do you love Lillian or does she drive you a little bit potty sometimes?
No. I adore Lillian. The day that I landed this part was a day made in heaven as far as I'm concerned, because, no, she's such a fun and wonderful character and she's become my alter ego, really, over the years. And the great thing about being in a soap, whether it be radio or TV, is you're with your character for a very long time. So you get to know them really well. And that's a great privilege, actually. I feel very honoured to be in the programme. I feel very privileged to play her and to have the time over the years to discover who she is and all the facets of the personality. And yeah, it's a bit like, you know, going into studio and putting your hand, when you get a script, into an old glove. You know it so well and you know her so well. That's such a joy. I know, I love her to bits. I love her to bits.
That's brilliant. A while ago, Kenton claimed that you and David were the ultimate dream team at the Bull when David was having to stand in for Kenton, which was interesting. Yes. Who would you think that Lillian's dream team would be?
For what? For her to be part of a dream team?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's an interesting. Do you mean somebody within Ambridge or anybody
at
all?
Well, it could be either, yeah. Could kind of break the fourth wall and end up anywhere.
You could. Well probably the dream team outside of it would be someone like James Bond, as far as she was concerned, whoever that may be. I think definitely one of those hunky chaps who played James Bond definitely would be for Lily. I mean, she also, of course, in the arc, she's also had a bit of a thing about Chris Carter. Many years ago, I can remember there was a script which came. It's not with our lovely actor now who plays Chris. It was with the original Chris. And I had lovely lines like, oh, there's Chris Carter coming into the yard. And obviously, she's always had a bit of a thing about Chris. And we had a scene the other day, actually. And I said, well, I must remember. And every time she sees Chris, she's hello, Chris. How are you? She's always got an eye, even though she's about 103. No, she's not now. But even though she's getting on a bit, she's always got an eye for the boys. And I always try and inject that a little bit. We mustn't forget that she really is a lass who likes the lads. But dream team. Well, I think I've got my dream team, quite frankly, with Simon Williams, who plays Justin. And he's so gorgeous. He really is a terribly good-looking man. Sometimes I say to him, I go into studio, if I've not seen him for a bit, because I know him so well now, I say, Simon, you are the most lovely-looking man. And he's terribly modest. He says, well, I've got very even features. And he's so handsome. He's lovely. And of course, now we have Lucy Fleming as Miranda, who is Simon's wife in real life. So we're having great fun, actually, with these stories.
Didn't even realise that. Oh my goodness. Yeah,
yes, Lucy Fleming is Simon's wife in real life. And delightfully, she is too. It's great because I was listening to the Omnibus this morning and they had a lovely scene together as Miranda and Justin. And I just thought, this is such fun for them to be so antagonistic towards each other. And yeah, it's great. So that will be interesting to see how all that develops. But we're thrilled to have her in the programme. It's great. Miranda, as Lillian says. Oh, Miranda. How are you, Miranda? It's good.
Oh, it's wonderful. You've been in since the year 2000, which is a long time. So you've experienced all sorts of events for Lillian. When the script arrives now, do you still have that sort of rush of what's she getting into next?
Absolutely. It's always terribly exciting when we get new storylines and you never quite know how things are going to develop. And sometimes we're a big cast in The Archers now, and there are occasions when there are certain characters you don't really have much to do with. And I can remember a few years ago having scenes with lovely Jim in The Bull, and I thought, how do I respond as Lillian to Jim? Because I don't think that I don't have a relationship with him. And that's exciting when you get new characters. Well, he's an older character, but you know, character you've not had a lot to do with. And for instance, new characters come in, like lovely Jackie Lai, who plays Joy, who's a good friend of mine, actually, outside of it. But I thought, oh, how does Lillian relate to Joy? Because Joy is quite a big character. And so all the time you're thinking, ah, what's my attitude to these people within the village? Yeah. That is good fun. Yeah.
Is there anyone that you think you've not had a scene with that you'd like to have one with? Or is there someone maybe like Jim or Joy that you've not had many with that you'd like more with?
I'm trying to think now who I don't. I think people like Emma and Susan, I don't have very little with Emma. Susan, I always love scenes with her, although I haven't had a lot of them. I'm trying to think now, is there anybody... Really, I'm sort of going through. I do have relationships with most people. And of course, I'm getting a much closer relationship now with Alice. That's an interesting story that's developing, as her aunt. Obviously, I've always been her aunt. But since the sad demise of Jenny, I think Lillian is becoming much more into the forefront with her as a kind of parental figure. And also because they work together. But that's been an interesting journey for me as well, just taking that kind of maternal step. Because the thing is, Lillian isn't the best mother in the world anyway. She's had a pretty disastrous relationship with her son, James. And so it's quite interesting now. And she has to step up to the plate a bit and to try and find that role, maternally. And it's always interesting with her because she isn't an overt maternal woman. I always have to kind of find ways as Lillian to be maternal, if you know what I mean. She probably does it in a slightly more strident way. Now, come on, darling, get a grip. Whereas Sonny might say, oh, come on, darling. You know what I mean? So always you have to find the truth of it within your character, whatever mood you're playing, really, which is great fun. Yeah,
I love Lillian, but I sometimes worry about Lillian because she's very outgoing and gregarious, but I don't know if that hides somebody who can be bruised very easy because she's had so much to deal with, like the death of Jenny and not having a close relationship with her son. And I don't want anything serious to come her way. Do you feel protective of her?
I do. And I think obviously over the years when I've had sort of storylines which have plumbed the depths, and some of them have, which has been great for me as an actor, I have to look at the reasons why she behaves in the way that she... And I think you're absolutely right. I think she's very vulnerable, actually. And I think she has this overcoat of, oh, hello, darlings. But actually, it's masking quite a fragile person inside. And you haven't got to forget that she's always liked to drink. Her father was an alcoholic. Jack was an alcoholic. And she was brought up in the Bull. She was brought up in the pub. And I have wonderful scenes a few years ago with June Spencer, who plays Peggy, who was sharing, who's Lillian's mother, who was sharing with Lillian what it was like to live with an alcoholic. And of course, Lillian would have been around all that. It must have been quite a kind of scary environment, I think, probably to live in, unpredictable environment in a way. I always feel with her that she's a bit like a little girl that's never quite grown up. It's all a bit of a mask. She and Jenny were very different as characters. And the interesting thing is that over the years, because I'm the second person to play Lillian, the original Lillian was much more staid. And in fact, it was Jennifer who was the real rascal and went off and had Adam and was a bit of a gal about town. And their personality sort of changed a bit and Jennifer became quite staid and so on. So they had a bit of a personality exchange. But yeah, I think she is quite vulnerable. And of course, she's like her father. She enjoys the drink. And I've always been kind of very mindful of that. I mean, we laugh about having her G&T, darling. But actually, she does like the tipple. And I think with everything that's happened with Alice, with the alcoholism, again, we had scenes, Holly and I, who plays Alice, when all that came to the fore about what had happened. And I remember having scenes with her and talking to the producer at the time, whoever was saying, this is going deep with Lillian. It's not just a superficial. This could have been her if she'd gone over the edge. Yeah, it's been very interesting. And of course, Harry Chilcott now, who obviously is an alcoholic as well. And yeah, it's quite near the bone for her.
Yeah, interesting tangent. So just on a more lighthearted subject, Justin the other week talked about him and Lillian going camping, which we're not sure if that was an April Fool's or not, because I can't see Lillian in a tent.
I love that. I wasn't in that episode. And in fact, I heard it and I roared with laughter. And obviously, them going camping, and because he went to see Miranda, didn't he, to get the family tent.
She's get the tent.
It's just wonderful. Yeah, I think that was hysterical. I mean, what would that be like? Oh, for goodness sake.
I just wondered what Lillian's idea of camping would be. Would we have kind of rugs on the floor and a little pot plant and a table lamp? Or
most
proper
definitely.
Glamping.
Yeah, proper glamping. She's not seen dead outside of Ambridge without a stiletto. So it would have to be somewhere where she could wear a stiletto, quite frankly, and a bit of lippy and have her hair done, you know. And yes, it would be hysterical, wouldn't it? I just think, yes, it would be very upmarket glamping as far as she was concerned. I think it would be hysterical, actually. I hope they write an episode. I mean, I think we should do it, shouldn't we? It'd be very funny. Yeah. Because that always amuses me. The fact that Lillian knows a great horsewoman, which is a bit of a joke for me because I'm terrified of horses myself. But anyway, there you go. But, you know, I try and imagine sometimes what she looks like when she goes to the stables. Does she have the false eyelashes? Is the hair all done? And are the jodhpurs star-studded? You know what I mean? I just try and imagine her in that situation. Very funny.
Yeah.
And we've talked briefly about Justin, but Lillian's relationships, obviously Matt Crawford and then his half-brother Paul, which particularly happened in the Ambridge Extra that I wish we still had because that was such fun, such tangents. And then Justin, but Lillian isn't decided not to get married to Justin in the end. Do you think she is comfortable? Because the moment Justin mentions the Miranda word, understandably, she's on her guard. Do you think she is safe and at home there?
Yeah, I think so. It's interesting, isn't it, with her? Because I would say with Justin, just in time, quite frankly, because he came at the end of the relationship with Matt and, of course, with Paul. Yeah, I think somewhere inside she probably would, maybe now with Miranda seemingly so much more in evidence in Ambridge, maybe she would think, oh, actually, maybe we should tie the knot. But I think we always laugh a little bit in The Archers because if our characters do get married, we always think, kiss of death, really, because it's going to get a bit boring for us. Whereas if you're not married, there's always room for drama and conflict and keeping people on the edge of their seat. And I think, yeah, and she's got enough money herself, really, Lillian. Now, Matt gave her all the money back. She's quite a wealthy woman, really. And I think she's probably happier like that, really. In a way, it's a tricky one. What do you think? What do you girls think?
I do feel like if Matt turned up.
Yes, yes. Again, I want some a solid base for Lillian. I want her to be okay and be grounded and able to deal with what life throws at her. And Justin may not be that person. I like the relationship she's got with Brian now. That seems to be, before Miranda came along, that seemed to be going through its own evolution. But I completely get your point about the drama and how that's nice to have interesting times.
Absolutely. I thought it was funny that we went on honeymoon, but we didn't get married. Justin and Lillian went on honeymoon, went to India, but they didn't get married. It's typical, isn't it? But yeah, it's lovely that you're so protective of her, Philippa. I think this is delightful that you're so protective of her, really. Yeah. I think personally that Matt was the love of her life. And she loves Justin and she loved Paul. And I always used to think when the storyline came up of Lillian having the relationship with Paul, the brother, I thought, God, how is she doing this? Because she does love Matt, really. And at the back of my mind, I had to find justification for it. And I thought, I think that Matt and Paul look really very much alike as brothers, very alike. And I, because she couldn't really win Matt's heart, he was always two steps away from it. She didn't just get him. But the thing about Paul was that he was very emotionally available. He wore his heart on his sleeve. And I think that's what she was craving for with Matt. And I always just think that was why she went into the relationship with him, because she risked a lot by doing that, because she was getting from him what she couldn't get from Matt. Interesting, isn't it? She loves Justin, but it's different. It's always, isn't it, that one that gets away that you can't quite catch is the one that you're always wanting, really. And it was interesting when Kim came back as Matt when a couple of years ago, and she was drawn back in again. And yeah, I think, that, and it's always fun to play scenes with Kim, because we always had the element of conflict. Yeah. And they were great. And it was lovely when they paired us together in The Archers all those years ago. It was a really good marriage, really, in terms of characters.
It does work well. If Paul was still with us as well, and all three of them stood in front of you, who do you think she'd go for?
That's a really good question, isn't it? Wow. Oh, gosh, that's a really tricky one. All three. Why have one when three? Yeah. You can have three. Yeah, I think she's got a big appetite in all sorts of ways.
Love her.
You could each have 2 days of the week with Lillian. Absolutely. And then Lillian could have Sundays off.
She'd be exhausted. Yeah, she could.
Perfectly.
Perfectly. I think that's the solution. Let's suggest it. Done.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sonny, as well as being protective of Lillian, I suppose I'm protective of you and the other actors, because being in The Archers is something different. You do become a family. You know the other actors, you know the cast members. And when something happens to them, they ill or unfortunately die, yes, you are reaching deep to perform the drama that your fellow cast member character is no longer there, but also that's a dear friend. And I don't know, how do you cope with all of that?
It is hard when people come in and then they leave. And particularly with lovely Angie, who played Jennifer, who's now not well. She was a good friend, not just to me, but to a lot of people. And of course, because we were sisters, we had lots of scenes together and I got to know her very well. It was curious as well, because in the same year, not that long apart, June decided to retire, who plays Peggy. And Lillian lost her mother and her sister. And I remember thinking at the time, oh gosh, this is really affecting for her character, for the character itself. I felt it as keenly. Obviously, as Sonny, I felt it, but I felt it very keenly for Lillian. And I thought, I wonder how this is going to affect the way that she deals with life now. And then suddenly she was thrust into this more, as I say, maternal role, having to take some sort of responsibility with Alice. And the shock, we were all terribly, we were devastated. When we had to record the scene, because of course it was Lillian supposedly with Jennifer when she had the heart attack, we had to record that scene. And it was myself, Perdita, who plays Kate, and Holly, who plays Alice. And we were genuinely all in tears because we'd all had these really close relationships. So yes, it does. And certainly when Kim left the programme, who played Matt, it was a big hole for me, because I'd known Kim for years and years anyway. We'd worked together on lots of other projects. So, yeah, it is hard when people come, because you are like a family. You get to know each other really well. And that's why I say it's a real privilege to be in the programme. It's an honour to be in the programme, because as an actor, It's a very precarious life. And to have something that's, well, I could be killed off tomorrow. Who knows? Oh, no, don't do it to me.
No.
But to have that vague, that security to a certain extent, it's a great privilege. There aren't many actors that have that. And it's lovely for us, actually, to have that. And that shorthand to go into studio and you just pick up a script and I say it's like putting a hand in a cup. You know who you are. And that's lovely.
Yeah, it must make a real difference from kind of new projects and things like that. You step back into this. Yeah, it must be brilliant.
And that is why it's lovely when you get different sort of storylines coming in that you've not played before, because it does put you into the driving seat again. Oh, hang on a minute. You can't just float through it. You have to sort of think, right, how am I going to deal with this one? So there's always a challenge there, even though you've played the character for a long time. Even the lovely scenes that I had with Tim Benting when we were together in the pub, supposedly running the pub together. Actually, Tim and I had a ball because we don't get scenes together like that. And it was really fun to play it. There's always that challenge. You think, oh, yeah, he's my cousin, but hang on a minute. This is really interesting. It was fun to do.
I was lucky enough to be at your recording last year of your podcast, One Stiletto in the Grave, which is absolutely brilliant. And it was great to see behind the scenes of the podcast and everything, and to see proper pros at work, not just this. But your theme last year was all about friendships and things that were made during The Archers and how people have made friends during that. What are some friendships that you've built through this? Were they people that you knew beforehand and you've carried it on because you're both in The Archers, or have you made really good friendships with cast members?
I think both, actually. Both, really. As I say, Kim Durham I knew before, who plays Matt. We'd been in an agency together, a cooperative agency together, and we'd done a lot of different radio projects together in Birmingham at Pebble Mill, when it was Pebble Mill. So I knew Kim well, and that was nice to plumb the depths of our relationship as the characters. There's someone like Jackie, as I mentioned before, coming in to play Joy is just great. Yasmin, who's come in to play Dr. Khan. She and I worked together, years ago at Worcester, the theatre in Worcester. We did a long season together. It's lovely when people sort of come in and out. And for instance, Maddie, who plays Chelsea, I taught her at drama school. As I did, in fact, Emerald, who plays Emma. I taught her at drama school as well. She won the Carlton Hobbs, which is a lovely radio competition, got a contract with Radio Drama, BBC. That's always very exciting when people come in that you maybe have taught or you knew very early on in their careers and they're all doing really well. And of course, you develop then relationships and friendships with people that you didn't know, and you do become close and you share each other's lives and the ups and downs. And yeah, it's that's rather lovely. It's rather lovely. It's a big extended family.
Wonderful. Yes, I concur with what Katie said. The podcast One Stiletto in the Grave is absolutely brilliant. And we'll put a link in the show notes so that people can find it easily.
Thank you.
And listen. But talking about friendships, one of Lillian's more unique friendships, I would say, is with Linda. And that always brings me joy to hear them sort of rubbing along together, I think is it one description.
Yeah.
Do you have fun recording those scenes?
Yeah, we do. And again, that's a relationship that has evolved so much over the years. And they were always sparring until, of course, the fire, when she had the horrendous fire at Grey Gables and she was so ill. And our relationship has changed as characters since then. They have become really close and really bonded because Linda used Lillian as a sounding board to share an awful lot of stuff and show her vulnerabilities. We say that now, our relationship, even if they are sparring, it's never going to be the same again. It's always done with great love. They really respect each other. But yes, they'll always fall out with each other because that's the nature of the beast, of they're so very different, but they love each other. And again, that's evolved over the years, which is terrific, actually, to think. I have made this journey with this particular character. And, you know, so therefore you have real depth to some of them. And Eddie Grundy, Trev, they've always had, Lillian and Eddie have always had, you know, they were behind the bike sheds when they were kids, school smoking. And I always love scenes with Trevor because they're so different as characters, but they know each other very well. And there's always a spirit of fun whenever we get together as characters. Yeah. And I do remember that when June left, who played Peggy, my mum, I thought there is nobody now who's going to put Lillian in her place. They've all gone because she did. She'd say, stop. But there's nobody now that will do that for her. Ah, this is an interesting one. Yeah.
I was just going to say, with that, is that now, has that been handed to the next generation? So we would see maybe Alice and Kate saying to Lillian, oh, hang on, Auntie Lillian, no, what about this? Sort of holding her to account. I think Lillian still got those people. They've just skipped down a couple of generations.
Yes. I'm sure. And actually, I think Chelsea probably would tell her what's what as well. Not a relative at all. I had one of the very early scenes that I had with Maddie as Chelsea, because she just says it as it is, doesn't she, Chelsea? I just love her. And she turned around and there was a line in the script which said, I think she was trying to do Lillian's hair and she was trying to put Lillian in her place. And she said, well, what do you think, Lil? Nobody had ever called Lillian Lil before. And I thought, how do I? Yeah, you know, outrage. It was very funny. So I think if anybody's going to put her in the place, probably it would be Chelsea. Quite
a good old Chelsea.
Good old Chelsea.
There's no stopping Lillian now. She's on. It's no secret that I am a big Lillian fan. She is my number one character. And me and one of my other friends, Margot, we always say that we want to be more Lillian. And what would Lillian do if we're talking about stuff? So,
thank you.
Yes,
thank you, Margot.
Very big fan.
Yes, definitely. The thing is, she says and does, doesn't she? All the things that we'd all like to say and do, but don't, because she is a bit like Chelsea. She says it as it is. And so those characters are always really attractive because you think, well, now what's she going to do? Now what's she going to say? She's always outrageous. And that's why she's fun to play, of course. And just going back a little bit to One Stiletto in the Grave, it was really Lillian who inspired my friend Jane and I to do the podcast, because we were kind of mindful that there weren't many podcasts out there for older women, older people. And so that was, it was Lillian who inspired that. Come on, she's still got going.
Yeah, definitely. But going on the podcast side, you also do a one-woman show as well. My last little question to you is, have you got any more one-woman shows coming up or anything? I did see you a while ago in Tring and it was brilliant.
Oh, but bless you. Yeah, you saw just, that one,
yeah,
did you? Gosh, that's
brilliant.
a long time ago. I haven't. I've been doing my one-woman show for a very long time. And the last one was in Hereford a couple of weeks ago. But I haven't got any more lined up, but I will have. I've got another one-woman show, which is called Dorothy, The Airings of an Archer's Actor's Aunt, which again was written for me by Janie, who I do the podcast with. She's a wonderful writer, Janie, absolutely wonderful. And the premise of that is that she's a sort of disapproving aunt of the girl who plays Lillian in The Archers, and she just disapproves of her completely. And that's very funny. I mean, she's I suppose the characters across between Margaret Thatcher and, I don't know, Pat Routledge character?
Hyacinth, thank you
very much. That had gone out of my head. So she's a cross between that. You very like that. She's very northern. So she's complete contrast to Lillian. She's a great joy to play. But yeah, so I've got that one. And then I've got my own show, an evening with. And of course, many years ago, I had a two-woman show with my friend Sarah Coward, who was in the show. And in fact, it was Sarah really who tipped me the wink that Lillian was coming back into the programme. We called it Wicked Women. And of course, she played Caroline Sterling, sadly no longer with us. But yes, that was good fun. Because they both were naughty girls, you see, in the programme. So we devised a show called Wicked Women.
Well, Sunny, we're about to come on to the questions from our Facebook group, which is the extra YouTube content. But before that, one very quick question, which we ask every cast member, and it is crucial. It's about the subject of biscuits. Sunny, what do you think is Lillian's biscuit of choice?
Goodness, what would it be? It would be something exotic, I think, wouldn't it? It would be something like Viennese swirl or a Viennese whirl or whatever they call it, or a gypsy cream. Or it would be, or a jammy dodger, or maybe even a jammy dodger, because she's a bit jammy and she'd be dodging any situation. Yes.
Love it. That's brilliant. Thank you. Well, we come to the very final question of this podcast, which is the sort of pass the parcel question. The last time we did an interview, it was with Richard Attlee, who plays Kenton. And Kenton's question is this for you. If Lillian were to take Kenton out on a good night, where would you take him?
Oh, darling. Well, I think we would do the town. She'd take him to all the clubs, I think, in Birmingham, because I think she thinks he would need a good time. He's too stressed half the time. And of course, now, of course, he's had all the issue with the dog. No, definitely. She'd take him on a pub crawl and a nightclub crawl, I think, somewhere in Birmingham and, well, to various places in Birmingham, I think, and things, yes. Let him chill out. Chill out.
Lovely.
I think he could do with letting his hair down and being on the other side of the bar and just having a good time.
Oh, well, Sonny, we've had such a good time talking to you. Honestly, it's just been wonderful to hear more about you and about Lillian, who we care for so much. Sonny Orman, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking me. Lovely to meet you both.
And you can, of course, watch this on YouTube. I should just say we'll be back as normal for a midweek roundup of what's happened in the Archers so far. And until Tuesday, it's a goodbye from me.
And a ta-ra from me.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.